Kiva, Tfisa Lemahanya. You want to tell me now, according to Rabbi Kiva, that when the father dies, nobody could come like and chop and grab fast the property, even though the father owes these people money, but rather it always goes straight to the kids. So as Murad Rashi says, like it's a Lashon Shila, it's a question. Is it true? Now, Rabbi Kiva does know from the Loch of Tfisa that sometimes you could grab something. So Mahani Klal, so Rav Rav says, no, he does agree. Rav Rav Nachman, Vushatofas Mechayim. If the person grabbed the money when the person was still alive, and then he dies, and then the Kiva agrees he's allowed to keep on to it. Since he received it, he took the money before he died, and at that time, the Grand Lakhtai speaks out, he did not have to make a Shavua. So since he has it without making a Shavua, he's also called a Muchzik. We let it explain by him. The Kiva's only worry is that once the father dies, now for somebody else to collect the money, he has to swear first. And the kids to get the Yerusha don't have to swear. Therefore, we see the kids get it first. But Mechayim, when the father was still alive, that if a Baal Chayiv has a shtar saying, you owe me $1,000, he doesn't have to swear, he go get the money the way it is. So there, Tfisa would help. Now the Gemara is the Kasha, Rav Tarfon, according to the Tarfon, that he says that Tfisa does help, that whoever is Tofas, again, where the father left over, let's say, apples on the floor. So whoever grabs it first, they have a right to keep it. And the question is, the Mamchi Hechi, where are these apples laying, and whose fields are they? Like the Chura, the Yerusha, as soon as the father dies, the Karka, the ground, goes to the kids. So the apples are on their property now. So right away the kids should be kind of the apples. So what's the case if someone doesn't come and grab the apples? Like if your father dies and you yash in his house now, so anything in his house that belongs to you also, you kind of it. So where's the case that these apples, that somebody else can grab it? So Rav Shmuel Diyamatavai Yevusha Tziburin Emlochim Meshus HaRabim. In Echnami, we're talking about the father who had apples in the Meshus HaRabim. He had a bunch of apples laying in the Meshus HaRabim. So over there, it's not the property of the kinyan. So therefore, the kids weren't kinyan with yet, according to Rabbi Tarfon. Therefore, Rabbi Tarfon says, whoever comes and grabs it first has the right to keep it. Not anybody, but either the wife could grab it, because the husband owes her the ksuba. Or else the Baal Chayiv, if the person that lent money to that man, and then he died, he has the right to say, I lent the money, I want to get my money back. Or else he can chop it. So this is where Rav Tarfon is saying that one of these three, the grab it, is good. But it has to be Rishus HaRabim. Avo Besimta Loi. But if it's Besimta is like a semi-private Rishus. It's like on the side of the Rishus HaRabim, that people do business there already, and Midrabbana, that's a makom to be kind of. Like we always said, you want to make a mashicha to pull something and like bring it into your rishus, and the simta, that's like a semi-private property, there you could make a kinyan. So I says, if the bundle of teres is in a simta, then we look as if the yarshim are kinyan it right away, and therefore you can't chop it away from them. That's what Rav Shmuel wanted to say. But for Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Shlokish Yamar Tavaya, they both say no. Afilu b'simta, no. Even if the bundle of apples is laying in a simta on the side of Rishus HaRabim, a semi-private property, so what? As long as it's not in the property of the Yorshim, they weren't kind of it yet. So therefore, if the Baal Chayiv or the Isha comes and grabs it, that feast would help. But the Machlokish Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Shlokish. Now the Gemara says, Doin Daini, that the Yonah Paschal, the Shalak Rebbe Tarfin, that what, that if the Baal Chayiv grabs it, he's allowed to keep it. And what happened was, V'yahadrei Resh Lokesh Li'uvdi Minayu. Later, Resh Lokesh heard about this, and Resh Lokesh made the person give back the money to the Yorshim. Mashma Resh Lokesh was Chayzu, Resh Lokesh Na Paschin, like Rebbe Kiva, that the Tfisa does not help. So therefore he says, give it back. Rashi says, Sovolok Rebbe Kiva, Tlemahan Yitfisa. Rish Lakish says, no, the halacha is like a bekiva. Therefore, the Isha, or the Baal Chayiv, have no right to grab this money. Omalei Rabbi Yechon said back to Rish Lakish, or Sisa Kishel Torah, like are you making Rabbi Kiva's halacha like a din midiraisa, to say that even with the Evid you can't be chayzer? Like Rashi says, Dibur Rabbi Kiva kiluwa in halacha l'mashim Sinai, shechazata maisa bezdin, that you're taking back the psak that bezdin made already. The Chura died law, and it would have been enough, Lekayim Alocha Kamaisin L'Kathchila, that you're right, at the beginning, if nothing was done yet, you should act like Rabbi Kiva. Avo, but here the case was, Mishanasa V'Nigmaradin, that first the Dayanim Paskin like Rabbi Tarfin, that when the Isha grabbed the money, they Paskin, she has a right to keep it. So then, Ein Lona Lachzer, the Chura Kasher is, Rabbi Yechon asked him, why are you attracting it now? since they're like, they already made the psak din already, you have no right to retract it. So that's the machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, if they already made one psak, that they let the lady grab the money and keep it, could we take it back from her or not? So what's this machlokes tell you? What are they arguing in? So Gemara says, the chura lema, let's say, v'okim iflagi. This is the machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. The what? The ma'asova toye bedvad mishneh choyzer. Rish Lakish holds that if you make a mistake in something that says in the Mishnah, we have to be choyzer. So the chura al Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva is in the Mishnah. Rashi says, Bitva Mishnah, the Kaimalon, why is it called a Mishnah? Because we are the Lachak Rabbi Kiva, Hechid Yechidoi Polagalei. Whenever there's only one other man, the Yama, arguing against Rabbi Kiva, that's always the cloud we pass like Rabbi Kiva. So in our Mishnah, it's the Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfin. It's only one against him. So it's like an often a Mishnah, a clear Mishnah saying, Halachak Rabbi Kiva. So therefore, Rish Lakish holds that Halachah is somebody made a mistake in something that says in the Mishnah and passed in the wrong way, so what? We retract it and do just the opposite. We do the way it says in the Mishnah. That was Rish Lakish's svara. Umasav and Rabbi Yechonod know that Toye B'dvar Mishnah in the Chayzah, so what? Even if you made a mistake in something that says in the Mishnah, but since it's only a Shal and the Rabbanins, we say since it was done already. That's why Rabbi Yechonod says to Rish Lakish, you don't have to retract what was doing. So Mara says, Lo, I tell you, no, that's not the machlokes over here. I tell you, really, the Kuliyal, and everybody really holds that Toye B'dvar Mishneh Choizim. Really, everybody holds. If you make a mistake in something that says in the Mishnah, Havadi is supposed to be Choizim retracted. Even Rabbi Yechonod would agree to that. So why does Rabbi Yechonod say here to Rish Lakish not to retract? Fehocha Bokim Iflagi. Masav Alochok Rabbi Kiva Mechavei Roy. Feloy Me Rabboi. Rabbi Kiva holds that when do we pass on Rabbi Kiva if he's arguing on a chaver, a friend, and not when he's arguing on his Rebbe. Notice Rabbi Yechonod holds that Rabbi Tarfin was Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe. So when Rabbi Kiva argues on his Rebbe, then we don't pass on Rabbi Kiva. Therefore Rabbi Yechonod said, the first psak that they said like Rabbi Tarfin, that's good. Umasov and Atei Rish Lakish holds no, that halocha afilu me Rabbi. Rish Lakish holds no, that the klal is, we pass him like Rabbi Kiva, even if he's arguing on his Rebbe. So therefore, since it's a Mishnah that Rabbi Kiva says that Tfisa does not help, therefore it's enough of the Mishnah, and if somebody passes him that the Tfisa does help, we have to retract the Psak. That's Pshan Rish Lakish. The boy you say another Pshan I'll tell you really is like this. Maybe really the Kula Yal and everybody holds, Halacha Rabbi Kiva Mechaveroi V'loy Merabbi. No, even Rish Lakish, even Rabbi Yechonon would agree. So when do we pass on like Rabbi Kiva? Only when one person is arguing, only a friend. And not when his Rebbe. When his Rebbe is arguing against Rabbi Kiva, then maybe we do not pass on like Rabbi Kiva. The klal is only if somebody else argues on Rabbi Kiva. But where his own Rebbe is arguing on him, then maybe we do not pass on like Rabbi Kiva. So what's the machlokes here then? So the chura, then, Rabbi Yechonon was right. So why did Rish Lakish retract himself if Rabbi Tarfon is arguing on Rabbi Kiva? So b'hocha b'okim iflugi, the machlokes over here is like this. Masav Rabbi Tarfon Rabbi Hevi. Rabbi Yechonon holds that Rabbi Tarfon was Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe. Therefore, who should we pass like? Like the Rebbe, like Rabbi Tarfon. Therefore, the first one that passed like Rabbi Tarfon was right. And if somebody wants to retract it, you're not supposed to retract. Because the locher is like the Rebbe, Reb Tarfin. Umasava, what does Rish Lakish hold? Umasava no chaver roheve. Rebbe Tarfin was not considered the Rebbe of Rebbe Akiva. It was only his chaver. And therefore the locher is like Rebbe Akiva. So that's what Rish Lakish says, that even though the first die in passing like Rebbe Tarfin, it's a mistake, you're going against what a Mishnah says, the klal of the Mishnayis is, we pass on like Rabbi Kiva against his chaver, and Rabbi Tarfon is only a chaver of Rabbi Kiva, therefore the psak is like Rabbi Kiva, that's why Rish Lakish was chosen. The boy is saying another terrorist is like this, I'll tell you, the kula yalna everybody holds really, chaver heaven. No, even Rish Lakish agrees that Rabbi Tarfon was only a chaver, a friend of Rabbi Kiva. For hocha bokeh mifsogid, what's the machlokes here then like this? Masavar halacha ritma. One said that we said, halacha Rabbi Kiva mechaveroi, it's taka learned that way. Halacha means that's the ikar halacha. You can't go against, you can't go different. That's the way Rish Lakish learned. So therefore, if somebody passed like Rabbi Tarfin, we have to be choizer and retract it. Because it's halacha like Rabbi Kiva. Umasava Rabbi Yechon held on no matin itmer. Matin Rashi says means matin or rola chetchila. That means like you turn it towards that way. True, it's the machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon. We're not really sure which way should be the real psak halacha. So we'll turn it, push it towards one way. Acher Rabbi Kiva, the mashmal lechetchila, do the way Rabbi Kiva says. Omiyu, but according to this pshat, iovet kiduch leimadrinin uvda. But if somebody goes and does like the other man, the Yom, like Rabbi Tarfon, we don't retract. Because it was never said such a strong lashon that the halacha is like the Bekiva. It was only said matin, we turn towards the Bekiva. If we don't know like which way to do, we'll do better like the Bekiva says. But if somebody made a mistake like a pastor like Rabbi Tarfon, we don't retract it. That's Rabbi Yechon's svara. That's the machlokes, Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Yeah. Talmud Gemara says it will learn like this. Kreved Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon's relatives. Tofes pora diyasme misitma. There's a case where the father died, and it was a Baal Choy probably, somebody that the father owed money to. So the person saw the way the person that died, his ox, his pora's cow, is in the simtas outside and near the Rishus Rabbim. So he went and grabbed it, he was tofes it. So Osla came with Rabbi Yechon, they came in front of Rabbi Yechon now, and Mashmud Yisraim said, give it back to me. They said, no, nothing doing, we grabbed it, we're keeping it, because your father owed us money. Is Amalus, Rabbi Yechon said to them, Shape tafse susuhu, you grabbed it good, you're allowed to keep on to it. That's what Rabbi Yechon paskin. Osla came with Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, then they brought the question in front of Rish Lakish. Amalu, Rish Lakish said, no, zilu ahadru, go return and give it back to the Yoshim. Because like we said before, Lachuk Rabbi Kiva, that you have no right to be tough for us to grab it. Is Osla came with Rabbi Yechon, and the craven went back to Rabbi Yechon and said, what should we do? You said we can keep it. Rabbi Shlok, he says we have to give it back. What should we do? Amalahu, Rabbi Yechon said back to them, Maessa, what can I do? Shekineg di cholok alai. I mean, somebody that's like, shabu b'shabu with me, is arguing against me. In other words, I have no right to argue against Rabbi Shlokish. So therefore, you also agreed that you should give it back to the Yoshim. Rashi says, Shekinegdi means Shekul Kamaisi, he's like me. Right, another case was, and that's the halacha, we pass on like Rabbi Kiva, that they have no right to be tofas, but rather the money goes to the Yoshim. Hahu Bikra, the Yasmi, there was the shepherd of the Yisoimim, no, the father died, and there was a shepherd watching the sheep, and now the chur, the sheep, goes to the Yoshim. The Tavsi Turiminei, Balchoy, again, there's a Balchoy. Somebody that lent money to the father now wants to collect the money, so he went and grabbed one of these sheep. So, and he said, Omar, he said, Mechayim tafisnale. You should know I grabbed it when the owner was still alive. And if you grabbed it, we have before, when the Bialim is still alive, then the tefisa helps. Obik Rama, but the shepherd says, no, nothing doing. Liyachamisa tafsua. You first grabbed it after the person died. And since after the person died, the Yoshim Yashin, you have no right to collect from the metalklim of the Yisraimim. So it was a question, who should we believe here? Should we believe the shepherd that said he first grabbed it after the person died? Or do we believe the Baal Chayv that says he grabbed it before when he was still alive? So the Shalom to Lalach here was... All right, turn over. Yes, the Shalom was... So Osla came with Rav Nachman. They went in front of Rav Nachman. All my lay Rav Nachman says like this. Do you have any edim, any proofs that the cloud, this person really grabbed away your sheep? Who said he grabbed it all together? The shepherd says, no, I have no proof. So Omalei said, and Rav Nachman said, if so, we have to believe the Baal Chayv, because he has a migu. Migu diyachol ameimer. Lekuchu biyadi. It's a svara to believe him that he's not lying. Because if he wanted to be a liar, he could have said a better lie. He should have said, listen, I'm holding on to the sheep right now. Nobody saw the way I got it. You know what I could have said? I bought it off the owner. I could have said, the owner sold it to me. So therefore, since he could have said that, and then for sure he would be believed. So therefore we believe in now what he's saying, he has the right to say we believe him that he was tough as he grabbed it when the owner was still alive, and therefore he has the right to keep it. For the Gemara, Rish Lakish says, Hagoydres ain't learned chazaka, that a goyderes, they mean sheep, has no chazaka. Whoever's holding on to it, we don't see it by you. Like the whole reason you could say it belongs to you is because something that's in your hands, it's a proof that you own it. How do you have it? Raspah, because you bought it. Rish Lakish says, by sheep, since sheep always run away from the owner, whoever's holding on to it, it's no proof that you own it. So there's no miku here. We should not believe you if you say you bought it. So Gemara says, no, here's different. Shani Tura de Mesira L'Araya. Here was different. Here there was a shepherd watching it. If you have a shepherd watching it, then it's called it's muchzik by the owner. And if we see the sheep by somebody else, that person has a right to say that he bought it off the owner. To hear that he didn't say he bought it, but rather he says that he was tofaset mechayim, he has a migul to be believed, that if he wanted a lie, he could have said a better lie. If he wanted to, he could have said that he bought it. So now that he said he grabbed it, mechayim, we believe him. Most another maisa was, tevei nesiya tofus amto diyasme mesimta. The house of Nasi, they grabbed also, master was a balchay, it was time that the person owed them money, so they went down to and the person died. So they grabbed now the Yamta, the maid of the Yisraimim that was in the Simta, that was in the semi-private property. So Yosef Rabbi Avuav Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha, the Yosef Rabbi Abba Gabayu, the Anomalu, he said like this, Shape Tafasihu, it's very good that you grabbed it. The Chulak of Tafin, that's in the Simta, and Rabbi Shmuel says you're allowed to grab it in the Simta, therefore the Baal Chayv has a right to grab it. Omalu Rababa. Rababa said back, no. Mishum Devenis Sinenu, since the Choshiva people, or Devenis Sinenu Mechanfisa, you want to Mechanf them. You want to just, be nice to them. For Hodoin Dainik Reptafrin. We know the story before was that Dayon and Paschal and Reptafrin first. They said that Sfisa does help. And what happened right away was, the Ahadre Rish Lakish Ubdi Minayim. And Rish Lakish made them give it back. Because the loch is like a bekiva. And according to a bekiva, no tfis helps, even if it's in the simta. The loch is right away, the yorshim get everything that belonged to the father. And if you want to collect now, you have to go down to the yorshim. And the loch is metaltlim, the yasmi. What the yorshim yashin metaltlim is not meshubid for the balchayv. Therefore, you can't collect it. Versus another case is, yemar bachosh, name of a person. Have a masik bezuzi bihugavra. That he lent money to a certain person, he borrowed him and he lent him $1,000. Shochiv, and the person died. So he got all scared, nervous, he wants to get back $1,000. Veshava karva, and the person left over a ship worth $1,000. So what did he do? He wanted to go grab the ship, to get the ship for the payment back. So Omalei l'shluch, he told the shluch, he told his messenger, Zil tafsu nali, go down and grab that ship for me. So Ozil, he went, tofas, tofsi, grabbed it. He grabbed the ship, the shliach grabbed the ship for Bachoshu, for Yema Bachoshu. Is Pogaba Rav Popa Rav Ravuna Bret Rav Yeshua. They both met this person, the shliach, and Omalu, they told the shliach like this, nothing doing, what you're doing is no good. Omalu, at you, toifes la balchoi b'mokim shechav lacherim. True, you're grabbing for Yema Bachoshu, so you want to be a shliach vim, but you are chaf lacherim, you're making it bad for the people, like for us. Because he owed us money also. So we want to grab it. And the Kliyam Rabbi Yechonin says, Ha Teufes Labal Choyd, if you like want to be a shliach, to grab something for somebody, then Mokim Shechav Lacherim, in a case with doing harm for the people,